It's Sunday the 13th of July and this is Andy Richardson with your Sunday supplement. There's plenty to look forward to over the next week in the Shropshire Star and at www.shropshirestar.com. There'll be coverage from the Wenlock Olympian Games, which were launched in Much Wenlock on Friday and finish tomorrow. The Games have been taking place just days after Olympic gold medal winner Lord Sir Sebastian Coe visited the town. The Olympian Games were founded in 1861 through the initiative of Dr. William Penny Brooks, who is recognised as the founding father of the modern Olympic Games. Dr. Brooks launched the first ever Olympian Games in 1850 to promote the moral, physical and intellectual improvement of the inhabitants of the town and neighbourhood of Wenlock. Over subsequent years, the concept inspired individuals and sporting organisations throughout Europe, inspiration that made a significant contribution to the rebirth of the modern Olympic Games in 1896. You can read about the latest event tomorrow, the 122nd Games, and find out how locals fared. On Friday, read our coverage of Princess Alexandra, who will open Telford Severn Hospice. The doors to the £5 million hospice will be opened by the Queen's first cousin, who carries out a wide range of royal engagements in support of the Queen and on behalf of many charities and organisations. Princess Alexandra was born in 1936 and is the second and only daughter of the late Duke and Duchess of Kent. Her father, Prince George, Duke of Kent, was the younger brother of King George VI. Her mother was born Princess Marina of Greece and Denmark, and her brothers are the present Duke of Kent and Prince Michael of Kent. The new inpatient unit at Severn Hospice has created 60 new jobs. The first six beds opened on July the 3rd, exactly 2 years after the first sod was cut at the site. Hospice chiefs rely on the public for two-thirds of their £5 million running costs each year. On Saturday, a star of the Harry Potter films will be on hand to officially open a new heritage centre dedicated to the Battle of Shrewsbury. Robert Hardy, who featured in the Harry Potter films as the Minister for Magic, will be appearing on July the 19th as part of an open day at the Battlefield 1403 Visitor Centre. The 82-year-old, also well known for his role as Siegfried Farnan in TV's All Creatures Great and Small, is a leading authority on the subject of longbows and has also written a book about the weapon. Many longbows feature in the Battlefield 1403 Visitor Centre. George Jagger from the centre says his visit is part of a special open weekend, and the cafe and farm shop that are part of the centre will also be open. Meanwhile, bumper crowds will descend on the Newport show on Saturday. The show takes place at Chetwynd Deer Park near Newport and features an action-packed programme of family entertainment, competitions and displays. Attractions will include a spectacular jousting match. Show organisers are proud of Newport's justified reputation as one of Britain's premier one-day shows. They are fully committed to retaining the qualities of their traditional rural show while also providing the best entertainment possible to make it great fun for everyone. You can read all about these events, plus news, sport, business, property, entertainment and much, much more over the next 6 days in your Shropshire Star.